From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Marepotz with the latest world news. 10 Arab states, a group that includes Saudi Arabia, have expressed their support for America's efforts to crush the threat from Islamic State jihadists. Following regional talks with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, the group of 10 Arab states agreed to help stop funds flowing to Islamic State militants, as well as foreign fighters. The U.S. is appealing to other nations to build an international coalition against ISIS, which controls large sections of Syria and Iraq. But U.S. President Barack Obama has insisted that this is more of a counter-terrorism effort and less of a war. Priscilla Huff reports.
Another 475 U.S. military advisors will be heading to Iraq. And the question for many Americans is this a step toward the inevitable? U.S. soldiers on the ground fighting the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. U.S. President Barack Obama promised there will be no combat forces on the ground in Iraq, but he's also promised to take the fight to wherever the Islamic militants are, and that is likely to include Syria. The challenge is to defeat the Islamic State militants without strengthening the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, something American military officers say has no precedent and will take a long time.
But there's an outlier, and that's Moscow. Russia's warned the U.S. against carrying out airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria, saying it would be a gross violation of international law. Meanwhile, the UK says it's not ruling out military action. Ollie Barrett reports from London.
Downing Street says that when Philip Hammond ruled out airstrikes by the UK against IS in Syria, he meant to rule out airstrikes against Syrian government forces. A spokesman for the Prime Minister says the UK is not yet at the stage of making decisions about participation in military action in Iraq or Syria.
The judge in the murder trial of Paralympic athlete Oscar Pistorius has ruled there was not sufficient evidence to convict him of the intentional or premeditated murder of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. The judge said Pistorius had acted too hastily and negligently when he fired his gun, which amounted to culpable homicide. Pistorius has maintained he mistook her for an intruder when he shot and killed her in February last year. Gary Alfonso was at the court.
Oscar Pistorius might sleep a little easier knowing he will not be found guilty of murder with intent or premeditated murder. But Judge Tokozile Masipa has already indicated there was enough evidence that Pistorius had acted too hastily and negligently when he fired the shots that killed Reva Steenkamp. So even though he's likely to receive a culpable homicide verdict, the penalty could be harsh given the circumstances. Pistorius sobbed uncontrollably when the judge said she saw no grounds for a murder conviction. She concludes her judgment on Friday morning, but sentencing will likely be at a later date.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Ceremonies have been held in New York and Washington, D.C. to remember the thousands of people who died when hijacked planes crashed into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center. Nick Harper reports from New York.
As in years gone by, the names of the almost 3,000 people who died were read out. In Washington, D.C., President Obama led the minute's silence on the White House lawn. But 13 years on, the mood in New York City has changed. The memorial site now includes the recently opened 9/11 Museum. And with the One World Trade Center building due to open as office space next year, some have argued the area is now less of a sacred site and perhaps more of a tourist attraction and business hub. Nick Harper, New York.
The 45 United Nations peacekeepers, detained for 2 weeks by rebel fighters in the Golan Heights, have been released. Li Ling Tang has this report.
The 45 Fijian peacekeepers from the UN Disengagement Observer Force, or UNDOF, were freed Thursday afternoon, according to the United Nations. Their release comes 2 weeks after they were kidnapped by members of the Al Nusra Front group fighting the Syrian army in the Golan Heights on the Israeli-Syrian border. Li Ling Tang, New York.
Protesters in Ferguson, Missouri have dispersed after attempting to block a major highway, and several dozen were arrested. This comes amid ongoing tension in the St. Louis suburb since a white police officer shot dead an unarmed black teen last month. Mary McCarthy reports.
The protest came in the wake of the first city council meeting in Ferguson since 18-year-old Michael Brown, an African American, was killed by a white police officer. The meeting was tense with some calls for the mostly white leaders of the city to step down and with calls for the governor to appoint a special prosecutor in the case. In Denver, I'm Mary McCarthy.
And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.